quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much, and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, at Real Golf on X, Real Golf Radio, where your favorite podcasts are found, and rest of our social media sites. Thanks to those who take us along at your convenience. We appreciate it, along with those listening to us every week right here on the Real Golf Radio Network. Here we go, Bob, finding ourselves at the final regular season event of this year's PGA Tour schedule. It's pretty remarkable that we've made it all the way to August here, and players are battling it out, trying to get inside the playoff number of 70 in the FedEx Cup. And then, of course, there's the battles within the playoffs, getting to that 50 and 30 number, trying to get it to East Lake in Atlanta, hoping to hoist that FedEx Cup Tiffany trophy and all the spoils and zeros that come with that paycheck. So there's a whole lot of stuff to still play for, even though we're at the quote final event of the regular season. Huh?
Well, there's a lot of zeros to play for in the next, you know, the playoffs. They're awarded money after the BMW championship, and whoever is in the number one spot at that time makes a phenomenal amount of money. And then of course at the tour championship is where they get another big chunk. So it's kind of crazy to see what's going to be happening, and as far as money is concerned. But also it's crazy that we're at the last event, full field event, that's not a playoff event of the year right now.
Yeah, and then the FedEx Cup fall to follow, but we'll get into that later on. Liv with an announcement that they may have some new backing financially, some investors. So we'll talk about what that might mean and what that might look like going forward. So we're going to hit that, playoff scenarios as well. And then a really fun story about what it feels like for an amateur to play in a stroke play tournament. Tournament golf is different, and somebody described it in a unique way. You'll hear about that coming up, and I think you'll enjoy that. Bob, how would you describe pressure of tournament golf?
I don't know. It feels like you've got the stomach flu or something like that. And it permeates all through your limbs and everything. It's pretty crazy.
It is crazy. And you just don't know how your body's going to react until you actually experience it. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, plus America's favorite caddy, all on the guest list today. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at fujikuragolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Put your house to work with a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, featuring a fixed intro rate of 3.74% APR for 6 months, then as low as 7.25%, up to 18% variable APR. Refresh your home, consolidate debt, or cover other expenses, all with Mountain America's special intro rate. Apply today at macu.com/intro. Loans on approved credit, membership required, based on eligibility. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 462815.
Unlock your game at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. New low prices on Ping G440 woods and irons. The G440 driver delivers faster ball speeds along with game-changing forgiveness, now $170 off. The G440 irons offer more distance and control with their tour-inspired look, now $150 off the set. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you by Black Desert Resort. PGA Tour Golf returns to Black Desert Resort first weekend in October. Go to blackdesertresort.com for all of the details. Come attend, come enjoy. There's still hospitality opportunities available at blackdesertresort.com. And of course, you can book your stay and play at the all-new amazing resort in southern Utah in St. George. Go to blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. And we thank them for their sponsorship. Thank you for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. We got a fun show for you. We're going to get to Ryan Ballingy coming up here in a minute and talk a little bit about some of the live news and just catch up with him on golf stuff. Love talking golf with Ballingy. And then on the back nine, hour number two, the caddy's going to swing by. Also, it's club championship season, so there's some fun things to talk about there as a bunch of... well, wannabes. Let's just call us wannabe club golfers get to experience the brief life of a tournament golfer. There's such a difference, Bob, between tournament golf and club golf.
Yeah.
There's such a difference. Yeah, it's such a weird thing. It has to do with if you care about it, right? That's the thing. And a lot of us club golfers now, we'll just call them for general, were once athletes that played on teams, you know, or individual sports, and we just really loved the competition, which is why a lot of us held over and played old man basketball, you know, for as long as you could, your knees would allow it or whatever. But golf seems to bring that out. That's why so many ex-ball players love to come and play golf, because it just generates those competitive juices. And now you know, the only thing you really have to do is go out and play golf with your buddies out on the golf course for $20 or $100 or whatever gets those juices going, right? And then all of a sudden you have the club championship. Boy, there's a lot that goes into that, isn't there? I mean, you got a parking spot. There's a picture that goes up in the clubhouse, the little crystal trophy, you know, the bragging rights, everything. Man, you really want to win that thing. And then all of a sudden you've got guys that you play with on a regular basis that normally hit at 350 yards at sea level, or I mean at our elevation, 4,000 above sea level, who I literally watched Bob duff it off the first tee. Like, I'm talking 30 yards on the ground with their driver.
Really?
Yes. I saw it twice. Wow. And I'm like, that's incredible. It's unbelievable. Anyway, pressure golf, it's pretty interesting. So we're going to get into that. I'm going to share a story coming up with Ryan Ballinger.
Or assumed pressure golf. Yeah.
Well, but pressure is just whatever you put on it yourself,
right?
That's right.
That's what I'm saying. You're assuming that pressure onto it.
Because if you're listening to the show right now, you're like, really? You think there's pressure playing your club championship against 10 other guys that could win? Yeah, you're right. It's silly. But you put it on yourself, and all of a sudden you feel like you're about to make a putt to win a green jacket, crying out loud.
Yep.
Now, the PGA Tour players this week are, many of them actually do have like real life pressure.
Pressure.
Because they're talking about whether or not they're going to have a job or if they're going to be demoted. Think about the demotion that takes place if you don't keep your PGA Tour card and you're down Korn Ferry next year, knowing the ramifications of the 2028 schedule where they're going to do this Champions and Challenge Tour, you know, sort of track split.
Yep.
And how much of a monetary difference and lifestyle difference that will make. So this one is actually pretty critical. And these guys are out there facing some real pressure of needing to do some things in order to secure their job. The rest of us playing the club championship, we're just going to go back to work. These guys, their whole, you know, work situation will possibly change based on how the results are this week.
Yeah. And that's true. I mean, the importance of this week is, do you get yourself in the playoffs for the next three events? Then, you know, do you play well enough in the next one? If you get in the playoffs, you need to be in the top 70. Do you play well enough in the next one to get into the top 50 to play in the second one, which is the BMW Championship? And then if you play in the BMW, are you playing well enough to be in the top 30? Now, there's already guys that have locked it in throughout the playoffs, you know, Scotty and Rory and all those top players. But there's guys that are really struggling or have struggled this year that are working really, really hard and that are going to have to do some pretty miraculous things this week at Sedgefield at the Wyndham Championship to be able to move into a position where that they can start making and getting themselves into the playoffs and better. The other thing about the 50 is you get in that 50, guess what? You're guaranteed for the signature events. Mm-hmm. And then if you get into that 30, then you're guaranteed for next year and playing all of the major championships. So this is a big week. This is a big week, and the guys are going to have to play well this week.
So it went from 125 traditionally to the top 70.
Yep.
Well, it went to 100, and then it went to 70, and now it's basically down to 50.
Yep.
That's kind of the number. Now, when the 28 tracks come along, that's actually going to be quite liberating because, yeah, you definitely want to be inside that top 90, I think it ends up being, right? It goes to 90, and then there's an additional 30 spots that make up the 120 on the Champions track. But then you got another 144 that are going to play the Challenge track.
Correct.
Now, we don't know exactly what that means. Rory called it a glorified Korn Ferry, but the purses are a minimum $4 million, so that's better than Korn Ferry. And so you essentially go from top 125 or top 70 to top, what did we decide that was, 264, 260, something like that,
264,
right?
264 total.
And that's a lot of spots for guys to play. That is where you want to be, and that is where you can kind of move your way and work your way into that top echelon. And
I'll tell you what, guys will be given their eye teeth to play in that 144, that challenge series.
Sure.
To be able to have an opportunity to play, to dig it out of the dirt and work themselves into that championship series.
For $4 million purses, not like $1.5 million purses.
No. Yeah. $4 million purses aren't anything to sneeze at.
Yeah. Which regular PGA Tour events just a few years ago. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, hey, you know what? One way to do it is the way Sayeth Theegala got out of the gates on Thursday in his first round.
Wow.
Six straight birdies, made 8 out of 9, didn't make a par until the back nine, and he dropped 8 pars and a birdie on the back. So, tail of 2 9s. He was asked afterwards if that was unusual. He said, yeah, I've never had a round like that. And he said something interesting, Bob, and I want to get into this with you and the caddy on the back nine. We don't have time to get into it now, but I thought it was interesting when he said, hey, don't usually get off to a hot start. And he said, I certainly had never come out of the gates making six straight birdies. And it made me think, is it harder to start hot or finish hot out there? And I suppose that's different for everybody, but sometimes I feel like maybe it would be easier to start hot But if you're one of those guys that doesn't get tired, for instance, like maybe some of us do, that maybe it's easier to start or finish hot. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, coming up next, Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to mountainlandsupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Put your house to work with a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, featuring a fixed intro rate of 3.74% APR for 6 months, then as low as 7.25%, up to 18% variable APR. Refresh your home, consolidate debt, or cover other expenses, all with Mountain America's special intro rate. Apply today at macu.com/intro. Loans on approved credit, membership required, based on eligibility. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 462815.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app, presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round, because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, joined now by our good friend Ryan Ballingy from golfnewsnet.com. Ballingy, how's it going, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Scott, we're doing great. We're into August. We're in the final event of the PGA Tour regular season schedule, which seems crazy. Is it just me, or does it feel like, as a golfer, we're kind of still in the middle of golf season, and yet here we are at the end of the PGA Tour season?
Yeah, I do feel conflicted about that. I mean, it was 90. I played nine holes today, and it was 95 degrees outside, nearly 100% humidity. It's like, I can't wait until fall golf, because that's when the best golf is. And that's when no one cares anymore about the PGA Tour. So, yeah, there's kind of a I mean, I know the LPGA and the DP World Tour have a lot of great events in the fall. But, like, from a PGA Tour perspective, yeah, I mean, three more weeks. And by Labor Day, no one's supposed to care about the PGA Tour until January.
Yeah, right. Got to step aside for football, which is starting to already take over. College football and NFL camps. And I think we got preseason games this weekend. So, pretty wild stuff. before we get into the hard-hitting news of the week. So this week represents our 3-day 54-hole stroke play club championship. And I played with a guy in the first round. And he's a decent player. I mean, we've played together before. He's a good player. He's a low single-digit handicapper. But he probably doesn't play a lot of tournament golf. And he was visibly struggling the first few holes. On the sixth hole, he had made a little bit of a mess of it and had run his second putt past the hole about 3 feet. And as he went up to address the his third putt, I could tell he was very unsettled. And he's a pretty fit guy. Like, there's veins popping. Like, there's all kinds of stuff going on here. And he finally just steps off and kind of circles around. And he goes, and he kind of sort of half yells, but sort of quietly, "I feel like I'm being chased by a bear."
And Brian's laughing uncontrollably.
I have never, ever heard it quite described that way. And then he doubled down and he goes, "I'm out here hitting a little white ball on really nice grass, and I feel like my life is on the line." And I just, I'm telling you, I just had to laugh. I said, I've never heard anything quite described that way, but I understand the analogy. So my question is, first of all, how good is that? And how uncomfortable is stroke play golf for us, those of us who aren't used to playing stroke play tournament golf? Oh, my gosh.
Where did that come from?
Tell me that's an all-timer right there. That was seriously one of the best things I've ever heard on a golf course.
That's fantastic. But it is totally
it's awesome.
It is a totally different animal playing when they all got to go in. And just it took me a very long time, and still takes me a long time sometimes, to get comfortable going from, all right, yeah, I shot 68 this weekend or whatever, but I didn't hit the cup on every single one of them, like a 1 footer or 2 footer I didn't put in, to having to make them go in, and you're like, well, I haven't putted one of these in like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you think, well, surely you're not going to miss. And then if you do, your whole world falls apart. You're like, if I can miss that, I can miss anything. And then, you know, your brain goes so many different directions at that point. It's a completely different thing. I mean, they're two totally different sports, playing golf for fun and playing golf when they all got to count.
Oh, my.
I asked Bob.
And you know, you missed that. Yeah, wait a second. You missed that one. And it seems like every other putt you have the rest of the round is that same putt. Same length.
Uh-huh. I mean, I've had rounds where it's been so bad inside of 2 or 3 feet, just because it's in my head, I will try to hit a shot to 20 feet. I won't even try to get it close to the flag. I don't even want to think about a 3 footer.
That's funny.
For birdie. I would rather putt it from 20 feet and hopefully it goes to a foot and somehow I negotiate that one in for par.
It cracks me up. Bob described it as basically like you have the stomach flu in your whole body. Is that how you said it? That's the feeling that your body sometimes has when you're trying to, when the nerves come in.
When you're sick and you got the stomach flu and it kind of starts in the core of your body, and then all of a sudden it radiates out to your legs and your hands and everything. It's like nothing's a part of you.
My hands, I don't get like shaky hands or anything when I play tournament. It's that exact feeling you just described, like this pit in your stomach. Like, and it's not until you're either completely out of it or it's over, does it go away?
Yes.
And, then if you're out of it, the next day you shoot like 5 strokes better, 10 strokes better, because it doesn't matter anymore.
100%.
Why can't it just not matter when I started? If it didn't matter when I started, I could have won, but it did matter, so I lost.
And you feel it when you finally are out. It's it's almost like it washes out of you and you're like, oh, I can feel normally again. I don't get shaky per se with my hands, but I almost feel like sometimes I can't feel my hands. Like everything is really light. I'm like, come on, where's your, like, get a grip here. And I put my
it
arm
does
around
not
him.
Feel normal. No, that's for sure.
I put my arm around him on the next hole and I just kind of tapped and I said, you know what? I said, everybody, but just so you know, everybody's feeling that. I've just never heard anybody describe it like that. and the key is to try to, and this is why Bob Rotellas of the world are so popular on the PGA Tour, because somehow you got to harness that. Because I 100% believe and have listened to these best players in the world on the PGA Tour explain that they get those same feelings. They've just been able to train themselves how to harness that and almost use that energy to make them great rather than to wreck them. And so many of us just let that, because we don't feel it as often, it just kind of wrecks us.
Yeah, my dad, my dad, Ryan, said, when it came down the stretch and I had a chance to win and I was feeling all those feelings, I wanted it poured on me even more because it helped me focus better.
That's remarkable.
That does sound like something your dad would say.
Yeah.
It really does. Versus 99.5% of people in a Family Feud survey would be like, no. Yeah. No, thank you.
That's a two-time U.S. Open champ and all-time winningest Ryder Cup, U.S. point Ryder Cup earner, and 51 tour wins. Like that, you have to want it to be able to get to that level. There's no question about it. But anyway, keep that in mind. If you ever feel like you got a bear chasing you, and I would actually love to hear any other analogies that could top a bear. I feel like a bear is chasing me. Okay. Moving on, right? Because but you know what? Enjoy that, because that's a funny anecdote. Live Golf. Let's go there. I wanted to get your take on this. It's obviously a huge story. There's been some canceled events. There's a shortened season. There's all kinds of, you know, rumors that are going on about what the rest of this season and into next year, this Live 2.0 might look like. PIF seems to be in the background now entirely. And now Scott O'Neill, the CEO, has announced that they have a new partner. What do you make of this? What is the idea that they might go bankrupt to be able to restructure? How might that affect contracts of the current players? Like those, there's so many different like pieces that it's like one of those Jenga games. If you pull one, what's going to happen here? And it almost feels like it's that close to, if the wrong one pulls, the whole thing crumbles.
Yeah, I think that's a fair thing to say. I mean, I find it kind of bizarre that Scott O'Neill, who has been an accomplished executive and really seems to be a fairly competent guy. I mean, he's been thrown in a very difficult situation here, but seems like he's got a wherewithal about him, about sports business. And he decided, based on what sounds like there's a term sheet or an MOU, not a definitive agreement, ran to the nearest microphone and stage and said, we're saved. You know, everything's going to be great. Let's talk about it in the vaguest terms possible for 20 minutes. And but also kind of said, you know, there was an interesting question, I think it was the next last question, the news conference, where someone said, you know, basically, what if this doesn't work? What would make this fail? And he's like, I don't want to think about that. We're not thinking about that right now. Well, that's a big red flag to me, is that you are then saying you are so, and obviously you are desperate. This is an existential crisis. You're so desperate to get what you want that you're willing to kind of probably be taken advantage of to save something in the short term. And that makes me wonder about what they've got. And, you know, there's reporting from Bloomberg that, and some others have reported this since, but a company called BC Partners and their credit arm are considering lending from a group of investors to Live Golf. Now, I don't know if that's the lead investor, so to speak, is really a loan. Is it part of a broader deal where there is an investment from BC Partners and a loan, because those things can exist? I mean, there are a lot of different ways to structure these kinds of deals, but not knowing the particulars of it, I don't know how good or bad of a deal they're making. And the part that O'Neill talked about players having equity and a majority stake equity in Live Golf, I think almost has to be part of it, because Liv is going to have to declare bankruptcy. They said that that's kind of an option and kind of tiptoed around it, but I don't think they have any choice. They have to come up with, and it can be a Chapter 11 filing where they basically wipe out their creditors. Well, it turns out their creditors, their biggest ones, are their players. They owe a ton of money to Jon Rahm. I'm sure they owe guaranteed money to other players as well. And if they go and do a bankruptcy filing in court, they're going to seek to have that basically wiped out or paid cents on the dollar. But they could also do a pre-packaged bankruptcy where, you know, the Saudis basically, and the Live Golf Limited concept, owes money to these players. And the Saudis can say, all right, well, we'll pay you 75% of what we owe you, John Rahm. And in exchange, you get this amount of equity in the new LIV Golf, and we're all good. Everybody's fine. And they do that for everybody up and down the line they owe money to player-wise. They could do that. That seems like there's the only way this works. But even if that happens as part of the bankruptcy filing, then that would get Rahm out of his contract, presumably. Bryson doesn't have a contract after the season, but he's also leading these player-only meetings, apparently, according to Gabby Herzig of The Athletic. So he clearly doesn't have much intention of not being around after next year, and maybe he sees a window of opportunity to say, okay, you may not be able to pay me $250 million anymore, but if you give me, I don't know, 20% of the league, I'll stick around. And maybe he feels like that's an opportunity to do something unique. He loves doing stuff on his own, doing something a little different. Maybe with a 20% ownership stake in LIV, that's enough to keep him around. I mean, there's like you said, Brian, I mean, there's so many questions. We could go down 40 or 50 questions like we could talk about and not know the answers to yet. And we may never know the answers to them. But I feel like there are more questions than answers as a result of this.
He's Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. We got to take a break. More with Ballingy next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Put your house to work with a home equity line of credit from Mountain America Credit Union, featuring a fixed intro rate of 3.74% APR for 6 months, then as low as 7.25%, up to 18% variable APR. Refresh your home, consolidate debt, or cover other expenses, all with Mountain America's special intro rate. Apply today at macu.com/intro. Loans on approved credit, membership required, based on eligibility. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Equal housing lender, NMLS ID 462815.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Unleash your swing at Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf with all the new Titleist GTS drivers and fairways. Find the perfect GTS driver to gain superior distance, accuracy, and ball speed. Book your fitting for the new Titleist GTS driver in-store or online at worldwidegolf.com. Trusted by golfers since 1971 and home to the legendary 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf. Get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
We know how much you love this game. That's why we built the USGA Gin app presented by Century Insurance.
Let's go. Hey, y'all can hit first.
Yes. It's there for you before, during, and after your round because it's all about getting the most out of every shot. And even more importantly, your next one.
Nice. Yeah.
Join, connect, enjoy. The USGA Gin app. Experience a better round.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian and Bob and Ryan Ballingy, continuing our conversation here on LIV Golf and the announcements that have taken place this week of potentially new investors that are jumping on board of what is being called LIV 2.0.
Wouldn't you think that if somebody's going to infuse $350 million into this, that they're going to have some kind of knowledge about who's going to be staying and who's going to be playing? And if the big guys are going, that there's no way they're doing anything like that.
Yeah. And no, I mean, the reporting is that the LIV Golf folks have kind of passed out to their players what amount to, you know, non-binding expression of interest forms. Like, yeah, if we did it this way, would you be interested? And not hold it. You can't hold someone to it in a hypothetical. So I think that they were trying to kind of prime the pump for, all right, here's what we're intending to do. Would you be involved in LIV in that case? And I think some of the players would, you know, probably the vast majority of them. I mean, where else do they have to go? You know, the Mark Leishmans of the world, they have nowhere to go. Like, you're not old enough to go try to get back on the Champions Tour or get to the Champions Tour quite yet. And even if you did, you might have a long sentence of pain in front of you from the PGA Tour.
Sure.
You know, some guys go to the DP World Tour and stuff like that. But I think what you said, the connection of, hey, you got to make sure you're going to have, you have to have John Rahm and you have to have Bryson DeChambeau. And if you don't have both of them, you might as well just call this a day, I think. So, you know, Bryson leading the player meetings. Bryson's representation at GSE being connected through investment to BC Partners and BC Partners Credit. I can't say for sure, but it sure feels like there's something going on there that presupposes one hand works with the other, even though it technically isn't supposed to.
Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us. Just to kind of double down on Bob's question there too, I have a hard time seeing the structure or the value in this league. It feels like they sort of had rent-a-pros, rent-a-stars, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that is what gave them the instant credibility. Unlimited spending. I mean, the Saudis, I think, threw over $6 billion. And so, yeah. You know, even though we were critical of the guys that went over there, and I still wouldn't say I think it was the quote unquote right thing. It certainly wasn't wrong to say, hey, these guys are going to pay me a lot of money. And they did, and they can go out and play for these massive purses and, you know, good for them. Like I said, it felt like it was an exhibition tour with a whole lot of money and guys cashed in on it. Good for them. My point is going forward, where's the value? Like, what is the actual value? If I'm an investor and you said, we need those two players in order to be successful. Well, what if I was going to invest in the Dodgers and I'm like, but Shohei Ohtani has to be there. Well, Shohei Ohtani is going to be gone. I mean, if you're investing in the Yankees, you know, Derek Jeter retired, you know, that happens, right? Well, we got to have Aaron Judge. Well, Aaron Judge is hurt. And even after those guys are gone, you're investing in this, that there's some heritage, some legacy there. I just don't know what the LIV has really to offer. I don't see these young guys, the Jackson Koivins and things like that, saying, man, I got to work really hard so I can get myself onto that LIV tour. And that's where, unless they feel like they can get to that point, I don't know that the product is sustainable enough that you would want to infuse more capital into something that kind of seems temporary at this point.
I agree with that. I mean, I think that there's two things to that. The proposed, I guess, or rumored, I should say, kind of new schedule for LIV 2.0 is 10 events, down from 14.
Yeah.
And that five of them will be called team majors. So presumably there's no individual competition. It's just team. Or maybe it's a diminished part of the purse or something. But I would venture to say then, if you're phrasing it that way, you mean to tell me those events aren't getting official world golf ranking points. So if that's the case, and you play five events that get you some points maybe, and five that probably don't, now you have to go play for even more, you know, go play the DP World Tour, go play the Asian Tour, go play wherever you can have access to try to even get a smidgen of official world golf ranking points. That doesn't sound like a bargain to me, especially when you're now talking about a purse maybe $15 million, $10 million, $20 million, yeah. But a significantly discounted price to, compared to what you were getting playing on LIV Golf as it is today. And then, yeah, there's no, I mean, again, no offense to the Australian team, which seems to be quite popular, Ripper, but the Ripper GC has been around for 3 years, 4 years, and it's not the Yankees. Like, no one's like, when I grow up, I want to play on LIV for Ripper, especially on a team that has four spots. Like, at least if you're like, hey, I want to go play for the Utah Jazz, you know, they have 14 spots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they turn over a couple guys every year. There's a league of 450 people. LIV has basically no promotion and relegation structure after this year. So it's just going to be, all right, well, you can stick around as long as you want, I guess. And I don't, again, I like you said, I don't think that business model is appealing enough to sustain long-term investment.
It felt like the only reason that the guys went over was for monetary reasons. And if all of a sudden the monetary value, meaning the size of the purses, is equivalent, if not half of what the PGA Tour Champions Series is going to be, and the events are half, like, financially, it doesn't make any sense. So then what is it going to be? I mean, I love going back. This is John Rahm before he was, you know, when he was against going to LIV before he went over.
I've said it many times in press conferences before. I don't do this for the money, which to me is the only appeal to go over there. You know, they throw numbers at you and that's supposed to impress people. I'm in this game for the love of golf and the love of the game and to become a champion. Right. I grew up watching many great players play great events such as this one, and this history and legacy to those things. So that's something that has a lot of appeal to me.
I mean, he's not getting any history or legacy over there.
No, not at all. Yeah. I mean, when all this goes away, and someday it will, no one's going to be like, hey, do you remember that great run that John Rahm had where he didn't finish outside the top 10 and I think it was 25 or 26 LIV events in a row? No, no one will remember that except weird people like me who remember weird golf stuff like that. And that then they'll go, well, what did you do in the meantime? Well, I wasn't very good in the majors and I didn't do anything on the PGA Tour because I was banned from there. And they'll go, oh, well, all right, sounds good. And there'll be a 5-year kind of blank space in his career that, yeah, he did stuff, but no one cared. And the interesting part of this is that Rahm could technically be the biggest creditor LIV has if they file for bankruptcy. Mm. And he said, well, you know, it wasn't about the money. Well, now you've got a decision to make. Do you agree to take less money in a prepackaged kind of bankruptcy if that happens? Do you and walk away? Do you not agree and let the contract go away and you plead to come back to the PGA Tour, but at least you do it with a free and clear contract and you don't get the rest of the money, whatever that amount is, probably a 9-figure sum is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there an option 3 that I can't think of this minute? I don't know, but it honestly puts him in a pretty weird, difficult position at this point. Do you try to see out the money that you signed for and clearly are getting razzed for, or do you give up and just say, okay, I got what I got. I'd like to go back to the way things were.
Here's his answer.
I've said it many times in press conferences before. I don't do this for the money.
There you go. He doesn't do it for the money. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He doesn't do it for the money. I don't know how many times he said this. Now look, I work with an investment group and I see this all. If you go out to somebody and say, hey, we got this great investment opportunity and they invest their money, which in this case, John Rahm invested his talents. Okay. And right. He gave up opportunities on the PGA Tour. So he's invested and right now his investment is worth, let's say, it was $400 million investment and he still owed $150 million. Now, when that investor comes back and you say, hey, look, this is going really well, but we're not really going to be able to pay you the rest of your money. But I'll tell you what, we're going to make you a partner in the deal and we're going to give you equity in this thing that we can't afford to pay you back on. That doesn't work. People, no business guy goes, oh, whew, thank you. Gosh, man, I really thought I was going to lose $150 million. But now, wow, I feel great that I might actually make more than that one day on something that you can't afford to pay back the original loan on. And that is not a position of strength. So, of course, back to your point, Rye, of course Scott O'Neill went to the quickest mic because this thing looks like it's a prairie fire that could, you know, take off at any moment and the winds are picking up kind of thing. And so he needs to get that microphone out. No, we got it before anybody does anything what he feels might be irrational, but might actually be rational. So anyway, I don't know if we're beating this to death, but as I talk through this or think through it, it just doesn't feel like there's a solid enough base to for anyone to say, let's just go ahead and invest in this because especially when it rides on stars who don't do this for money.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, if you say, all right, we're going to give John Rahm 10% of the league. I'm just making stuff up. Well, 10% of what Liv is to make up the money they owe him, even if they don't pay him everything back, let's say they pay him half of what they owe him. So to get to $75 million worth of paper money value that you can't cash out, you have to believe Liv is worth $750 million,
right?
A thing that has lost $6 billion.
Right.
You know,
and aren't you sitting on the couch watching Shark Tank and just watching Mr. Wonderful or Mark Cuban absolutely roast Scott O'Neill as he stands there in front of you and tries to explain how that evaluation makes sense?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. For my $50,000, I want 127% of your company.
Exactly.
The only way this makes sense.
Scott O'Neill should be working for John Rahm if this is going to go forward. I'd have a hard time believing it's worth $150 million.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of what his job is going to be if the players are the majority stakeholders and there's going to be a vesting agreement, which means they're not going to give him the investment equity right away. They're going to go, you have to play 5 years and you get 2% of the league per year in John Rahm's case to get your 10%. Are you willing to play zombie live for 5 more years to get 10% of something that may not be worth bubkis?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question in front of John Rahm.
I love zombie live.
But I believe O'Neill would prefer to call it live 2.0.
So Ryan, let me ask you, if these guys bolt, how are they going to get back to the PGA Tour? They're going to have to work it back through the DP World Tour, kind of like Patrick Reed did.
Pretty much, right? I mean, the tour has been very clear. We only wanted four of you back. Bryson, Rahm, Cam Smith, and we got Brooks back. We're willing to take Cam Smith back. But Cam seems pretty happy the way things are. So maybe he plays new Liv. Bryson, well, doesn't seem particularly well-liked these days. And, yeah, maybe he doesn't want to have to grovel his way back to the PGA Tour. So maybe he keeps playing live golf or whatever is left. Who knows where he's at? I think the only one that really, I mean, Rahm and Bryson are the only ones that matter. Rahm could go ahead and say, you know, this was nice and everything, but this isn't worth another 5 years of my life. I have an opportunity here to win 2 or 3 more majors, maybe be one of the best Spaniards and Europeans ever. I'm out the door. And the tour then gets to dictate and say, well, you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to give us this, you got to give us that, and it's going to be way worse than what we did for Brooks because he didn't sue us and also didn't make us look like fools. So
right.
Are you willing to do those things? And then all of a sudden, maybe that, you know, owning 10% of something that's not worth much gets more interesting. I don't know. I really don't know how you process that if you're Rahm. You're in a tough spot here.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I think Rom is a serious golfer. He doesn't do it for money. He wants legacy. Bryson, look, this maybe somebody's already brought this up, but why doesn't Liv just become YouTube golf? Like, YouTube golf is crazy popular, and they could just take the Rippers and a few other guys and mix them up with the Bryan brothers and, you know, all the rest of the Grant Horvat and the YouTube Paige Sporanek could be out there with them. I mean, I think that's something people would invest in. That might be the future of that would be Liv 2.5, if you want to ask me.
I actually don't think you're that far off, and here's why. So we do a show called The Road to French Lick, and French Lick Resort just hosted something called the People's League, which is, I think, its second year. And it's a tour for YouTube influencers and golf YouTube golfers to play in team competition together. And they did a 2-day shoot, a 36-hole event. The quality of golf was very good. I mean, it was, you know, low plus to professional level golf, you know, that kind of level. It'll get a ton of views. I mean, it'll get 40 or 50 million views between all the players who compete in it. I promise you, any Liv event does not get that much coverage.
Right.
No. So, yeah, why don't they just go, hey, we're just going to film all these cinematically. We won't do them live. We'll put them on YouTube. The Internet Invitational that Barstool Sports is doing for the second year in a row, their purse is $10 million.
There you go.
So if you do 10 Internet Invitationals a year with world-class golfers, then maybe you could get them to agree to, you know, do that and then go try to find a way to play quote-unquote real golf, you know, the rest of the year. Maybe you're not that far off.
I'm telling you, you infuse YouTube golf, that crew we talked about, and now you add the Ian Poulters and the Westwoods and the Sergios, you know,
and the Hattons.
Yeah, people. Yep. I think Hatton's a serious golfer still. I think there's a few guys that would bail out of that, you know, which is fine. But I think that could be their lane. That I think that's something that's now they're like, hey, we're completely different. We're not trying to be the PGA Tour, but better. We're trying to be different. And then people would be all about it. And maybe they could have guest spots, you know, from PGA Tour players on occasion or whatever. I mean, I don't know. Just brainstorming out here. But that feels to me more viable than saying we're still going to try to be the premier competitive professional league in the world. That just feels like it's not going to happen. But anyway, that's just me. Hey, Ryan, we've kept you for a long time, bud. We appreciate you spending good half an hour with us here. We'll get this posted.
Didn't even realize it.
Yeah, I know, right? We're so fun. You're still wondering about how that bear got on the golf course. I know.
I still think I'm going to dream about that tonight and see if the bear catches me.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. He's a great follow on social. And then you can sign up for all of the podcasts and everything he has going on with that whole platform at golfnewsnet.com. It's really, really good stuff. So we appreciate him.